This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
All right, the season don't come to an end. We don't know our position, despite the fact the truth be told. I've been last now we'll go end with this, but well, they say a journey of a 10,000 mile it begins with a step, so I feel it's been one of those steps with a take like this. Despite the fact we had all the chances, all the opportunities of qualifying for the top four, making the Champions League football, but well, it don't happen, we say it don't happen, we need to move ahead. After all, and so we don't already the move over the years, we as Arsenal fans are always talking. We don't suffer, so we don't deserve every bit of happiness with the club, because patience don't turn out to be our second name. Despite the fact that it will soon turn our first names, you know, as it matter to be. All right, concerning some of the transfers, we don't go down because we don't have a transfer window right now. Yes, so far so good. The progress of signing, we don't congratulatory Sam, the man that they call Fabio, what's his name again? Fabio Vieira. Some Arsenal fans don't even know that the celebrity, at least in the beard, the same name with our legendary player Patrick Vieira. I just hope, see, the kind of legacy we keep, and this kind of legacy Fabio Vieira also will keep making, no come be the situation of that kind of situation we've been faced with William, who will sign now just after one season, we'll let them go because he don't live up to expectation. Now, the truth be said, we need more signings. You know, I've been always talk this year as of last season. Say, the crop of players we'll get, if crucial games come, these guys can't keep up the spirit because of waiting, inexperience. It may be like an insult to the team, but it can't happen. We see towards the end of the season, we can't need more of this experience, because what will be the try play, what will be the try exhibit, what will be the try do inside the pitch of play, was nothing close to experience. Not just the talent, will be just the try show, the talent we'll get. If we watch most of our last games, we could discuss it, our opponent and experience them, they use play against us. See what happened between us and Newcastle. Even as much as we've been busy, we just need to win that match. Moku just did well. You understand? See how crucial that game was. We lost that game without scoring any goals. Now, if we discover very well, one of our heated problems as of last season, yes, from the beginning of the season, it may not be a problem, but towards the end of the season, it became a very big problem for us, attacking force. At least, I feel brag, tell you, see, in recent years, our back line has been one most important part we don't progress. You understand? Now, coming to the midfield. So, like I did talk, I feel last season we had a good, at least an improved back line. Midfield also not too bad, if not because of one or two injuries. We can't get confronted with the man, how did they call him again? Pate. But beside that, still the back line, the midfield was at least better, because Odegaard did most of the good and dirty jobs with the man that they call him. Xhaka, you understand? So the truth is, where would they get problems right now? Now we are attacking force, and that attacking force, you just need a strong striker who would score goals week in, week out. We need a creative midfielder also who would create all the chances, to bring all the varieties of goals, you understand? I remember back in the years when we get players like Mesut Ozil, we know they get those kind of issues. You understand? I know it talks about sign a player where they like him, but at least we could get player. We go at least, even if not we do all of OTB they do, half of OTB they do, it will help us a lot. Beside that, yes, I know say Odegaard gets that creativity, but the truth is, what happens when he go on injury? You know, I'd always talk up, a good team is not about having a good first 11. It's about having a good substitute bench also, because if tomorrow any player get injury, because these guys, like they talk about young talent them be, they don't get that experience, you understand? By the time they get any injury now, who could take in place. Now, see the situation of Partey last season. That's the same thing that affected us. When he got an injury, we hardly find a replacement for him for that midfield. So the truth is, the transfer window, they widely opened. I need Mikel Arteta to go back to his drawing board and make beautiful signings. Fabio Vieira, good signing, yes, but then I still they see names who they follow us. Yes, I know say we know we, you know what they nice if they always follow prominent names. It's good for us to follow names who know they're prominent so that we know their capabilities. You understand? But the truth is, I don't know. I still they hungered for the man who they call Serge Gnabry. I'm very hungered for that man, not because of anything, but for the fact that this guy and a player that wants to play with us, he don't really get the Premier League experience and he don't really understand the whole thing. You understand? Player will fit adapt for Premier League, don't go adapt for German League. If he come back, man, now one of a kind we're gonna get. So the truth is, I don't know how they deal they go inside market right now, but the truth is, we need Serge Gnabry. We need Serge Gnabry, that's just the truth. Beside that, I don't really see we they still romance the Matawe consign Gabriel Jesus. Yes, not a perfect choice if you ask for me, but then at least a good starting point. You understand? Gabriel Jesus, na player don't play Premier League already. Don't play Man City. Don't play one of the experienced team. You don't get what they find apart from playing time. By the time we grant that playing time, it go do well. We don't give how did they call him? Edward Nketiah a new contract with the team. We'll even carry number 14 jersey, give him. Number 14 jersey will be my problem. My fear is that number 14 jersey they give him a legendary number. Okay, he can live up to the task. Believed. That's my belief. But the truth is, we can't rely on him. That is just the truth. We can't rely on Edward Nketiah. See, I don't know how we view the whole situation, but the truth is, a player we can't do wonders for a particular time or period of time in the Premier League because they give him that chance to explore. It is a good one. But the truth is, how consistent can he be? That is the biggest question we should be thinking about. Edward Nketiah, towards the end of the season, he did a wonderful play. He did a wonderful game. We get that belief that if we give him that opportunity this season, he go do him. See, most of these young players, one thing I understand about them is inconsistency turns out to be a very big situation with them. We can't rely on Edward Nketiah alone in that attacking force. As for me, what I'm thinking is, I don't know, we need two more attackers added to Edward Nketiah, making it three. Yes, two more attackers to Edward Nketiah, making it three. So that if situation choke, if you play two-man striking force, one good day for bench. You understand? If we feel, say, playing a one-man strike with plenty of attacking midfielders no go bring you that result in some games, plan B comes in. So the truth is, three attackers for bench, three attackers in the team, it no bad. If one use two for start, one for bench, fine. We don't see them. We may use how do they call it? It gets a particular point in time when we can set up. They use Pemrick Aubameyang with the man that they call Alexandre Lacazette. Two of them no day again. If they use two of them, they pair two of them, will they get at least good result? So the truth is, it no go bad. It no go bad if we get three strikers. You understand? And again, I still they talk. Like I said, I no get choice. That make me accept the man that they call Gabriel. It's just all left alone for me. Alexandre Isak will be the try go for. Will they play for Real Sociedad, Abi? The Real Sociedad, Abi. We'll still push ahead for that guy. He's a young, talented player. This is a player where, if he come Arsenal, with the kind of young talent he'll get, he could build up easily. You understand? And again, we need to make a signing of an aged player. We get experience so that he will guide the team. Granit Xhaka is not enough. Another thing we need to take into consideration. Granit Xhaka is not enough. At least, even if not for midfield, even if for backline, even if at any part of the team, we just need an aged, experienced player who will guide the players through. Because, like I mean, the talk last season will quite affect us. We'll get the talent, we'll get the skills, we'll not get the experience. We need them. Like, experience is what we need to bounce into that top four. See, I don't hear any excuse for this season, say we're not gonna make top four. Top four, it should be our utmost priority. So far, so good. Mikel Arteta, good signings, but we need more signings. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings. That angel need to fly. Yes, but you know the matter. I've been a super fly boy. If you call me Jiggy, does it better. One time.
If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you to follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. UpGunners!